If you find a lot of Greek information in the Torah, either the Hebrew is in the index in the Greek, or the Latin equivalent is in Latin key, which is very close to it. And usually, what I resort to is a Latin English dictionary here. And there's also some of the Hebrews that are complicated because they're abbreviations. But it's a dot over a letter in a word, the last letter is an abbreviation. And that gets a little complicated. Sometimes they're in the same name, sometimes they're in the name, sometimes they're not. But the main purpose is, very little emphasis on the grading on that part, but my main purpose then is just to get you to use the key. And that particular comments in there are in key. It's just the interpretation. So I wrote down well, I found out because I looked at the words and found out that it's abbreviation. Every time I had a dot over there, I finally found the words in abbreviation. there really isn't any source until that four volume work comes out. It really gives the Torah. Yeah, the Torah Magnum. It gives all the supposedly, I would think, it gives all the vocabulary in the beginning and then it gives additional comments. So I believe on that one. There is a comment in there on that verse that does relate to the variant in the sense that it shows that the only value for us would be to show that the concern of the Masoretic that the text is contained in the pronunciation process. Okay. I use that. The rest in there, I mean, that's the interpretation of what's there to show that there is a problem with pronunciation, if there is as text stands. And what that problem is, much in the future you can figure it out. So I mainly just wanted to see what you get from the key, working to go through the key. Again, but as far as evaluating the evidence, that's why I said just list the information. It's a frustrating process sometimes. Also, I think I mentioned, if you see one letter with a dot over it, that's the number. That's how many times that particular phrase occurs. And to find out what the letter would be, you have to look up an opinion. Old Davis or Wine, the beginning of Hebrew grammar to give the alphabet and the equivalent. Thank you. try. Don't spend a whole lot of time on the support first. I'd rather if you got really frustrated with that trying to do the
immediate New Testament, there's still a good discussion. And then, well,
also the Old Testament word study right next to it, which is kind of like Bollinger's in the New Testament. I mean, it's almost like a concordance of reference. And it's on the English, and both on the English. And also commentaries on the Hebrew text found those. Okay, the literature outside the Old Testament would be number two, and the literature outside the Old Testament. For that, the name of Brown, Reverend Briggs, and Holiday, and they the references that they do. We don't really have periods of time like you do in Greek, at least not lexicons and dictionaries that are divided up that way. But the Septuagint provides insight to the Hebrew language after the captivity. So it is about as far back as we can go with the Hebrew that we know. Go back about 250 to 370 BC, so it gives you that's about the earliest reference work that we have that will give language and that at that time, as far as their translation of Hebrew words gives insight into the structure of what they consider, you know, and as far as particular words, defining particular words, a lot of lexicons where they don't have any idea what the word means, they strictly run by the Septuagint and the other version of the definition and etymology. Then later, the Dead Sea Scrolls, they go back to about 125 BC, and they, although there's really nothing up to practice, there's really no particular source that's been done yet that lexicon for that period, but some of the Dead Sea Scroll books they discuss certain words. But for our purposes, that's probably one of the things. The third verse would be the Midrash, Midrashim, which would take us up to about 100 AD on. And again, we don't have very good first study, except that they're mentioned in the commentator's Calendosian version. Lining doesn't remember different ones in the Jewish commentators, and the first study in the etymology. The Mishnah, as we about 100 AD, and the Talmud, which we don't have a translation of it. The Talmud is just the Mishnah and the Gemara combined, Gemara. So the Mishnah is the law, and the oral law, and the Gemara is just a commentary or an explanation of it, which is really, that's your imagination going to be wild. It's by far the biggest, but the Mishnah is. But we do have a mission, so it does have the use of word studies. You can look up the passenger and go back and index and see what it's this gives, again, this gives, well, this is a later word. It doesn't give down to about 100 AD and then up and back, but it's still close to source than we would have otherwise. A lot of it. Okay, then in the Old Testament itself, number three. Old Testament usage. The best of Middleton, which I mentioned yesterday, very swearing in Hebrew. Given in the New Testament. I told somebody if he comes to a woman to do that. But for non-Hebrew students, English is important, or the New English one, which is key to the common. We have both. English one is the blue one. Yeah, apparently. Okay. Using that, using the concordance is important, I think, in the type of literature that you're looking at. You kind of study the word concordance literature, it's very radically changed. Unlike New Testament, you're talking about periods that are much longer time span, and the language changed quite a bit. That's where it gave vent to most of your liberal theories, preparing more philosophy. A lot of the space and style because of changes in the language. So it's important to check the time so that it was written and the type of literature first before you go to the whole Old Testament. Before or after the captivity, there's a lot of changes in the language too. That's even a historical book, much older. In Hebrew, the same word in Hebrew may have the same meaning throughout. Sometimes it doesn't, and it's always good to say that. Number four would be compare the versions. The poetic books are in the 26 translations of poetic books. That gives you several of the versions. And also Vine's Old Testament word studies, and he gives reference to the versions in there in places. As does Adam Clark of Town Village. Okay. Then, after going through these four steps as much as possible, and write out a locus of the or as we did in the New Testament, or the current usage of the word at the time that particular author was writing. And if there's change in meaning, there's possible multiple meanings. Just note any variance in possible change. With regard to multiple meanings, by multiple meanings, it means from one author to the other, not in terms of how you can take that particular truth. And then, after you've done all that, maybe to check the particular author that's important in the New Testament and write out a usage statement. And how does he use it? First thing you want to do is explore the circles of context. author's use of the term is Jesus was Wendy in the immediate context, and then the context elsewhere in his writings first in the same time period, and then his writings in other time periods, he wrote in one word. Four parallel passages. That at the end of the article, I think that he's Affleck. Affleck. Boom. Thank you. in terms of the same context, seems to imply the difference. And you see this in poetic leadership. Okay, then, after we've gone through this, we would conclude the contextual study by writing a summary and finding the base on the contextual analysis, independent of the historical context. And then afterwards, compare these results with the historical study. And comparing the two, answer the question, the contextual study adding new information about the same question? Or does it bring aligning problems? And if there are problems, state out the problems and resolve them at this point as best you can. The main point is to get the problems. Alright. With regard to the same world. Write up the final results for future reference tonight. And I probably have to tell you that I've been doing the word today for time and I never kept the results. Maybe I fell on my head. I wish I had kept it later on. The results should answer the goal that we started out with, and that is to determine the actual meaning of a word in a given context used by the author at that time. That was the goal of the word study we started out with. Thank you. whole thing hinges on relative pronouns and what he translated upon which and because and thus and therefore. And only these three different kinds of scripture and something clear in each case and each usage. And you have to go to classical literature to see how it was used. There is called the problem. then I go through the Septuagint usage. I want to get into a real detailed study. I just use that because he gives you the Septuagint, but he also gives synonyms, which I didn't mention before. But he gives that understanding that Smith is New Testament. He gives you the Hebrew word that says to you, and this is the look at that Hebrew word, and that's how that's defined, and then you get an idea of what the Septuagint taught, the Greek word, that Greek word meant. And the Septuagint itself, when we do back to concordance, with all we have the Holy Mass, an alphabetical listing. And note the Hebrew words most often translated by that term. Sometimes they'll use the same Greek words translated in another one either. Which is that list right there. This list. Checking various types of directly about the possible basic meanings have emerged. There's more than just one locus of linear, there's possibility of more than one. Then, under phenomenon B, now determine the precise meaning in the context of this contextual study. First, we'll probe the circle of the context of the same author. First now, this one is greater than this one. I check the multiple meanings, I check synonyms, I compare my results at this point with lexicons and commentaries to see if they agree with me. I agree with them. And I write out the decision. Specific meaning based on the usage in this passage. And then I'd write out a general conclusion of the general meaning of the word and indicate the specific meaning it has in this passage. And if it's different at all. Start with the general word. So I've got a clear concept of general meaning, and then I can take them. And then I relate the meaning of the word to the exegesis of the passage, looking at the truth of the passage, and especially to the theological suggestion. How does it compare the comparative commentary to the point of experience? Okay, then in the Old Testament, taking the whole text of the Old Testament, just under A now, determine the possible meanings. I first check against the etymological coincidence. I'm using the lexicon, considering that there must be particularly Phineas, Brown, Red, and Gray in the theological dictionary of the Old Testament. Compare the Old Testament usage in accordance with the Anglo Communion English and note usage in different literature of different periods of the authors, etc., to change. Then I would compare as much as possible the chronological development of the word in the lexicon, the grammar, and commentary. Is it the same or does it differ? In other words, they do chronological study in most of the lexicons, not except the Septuagint gives an earlier period. Dead Sea Scrolls are pretty much out for the and then I list any possible basic meanings that emerge. More than one, or not. Okay, under B then, to determine the precise meaning in the context of the hand. Again, the first thing we do is probe the surface of the context. Checking further studies of You're right, there isn't that. That paper should be paid for everything. Check. But it pays off. Okay, I want to give, this is an extra credit to them. They don't have to be happy with the grade that you've got. But I'll raise your grade. In the New Testament, there's two of them. Colossians 1:23, and 1 Peter 2:3.
That's only information.
Right.
lot of time. Just don't spend a lot of time on it. Figure out the line.
Okay. Well, that'll really help now that I know where that other thing is. Thanks, Fred.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, that's the only one that I know of. Although,